This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
The Baltimore Sun reports new Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's lawyer urged agency heads and staff to stamp a claim of executive privilege on all their internal correspondence, emails, and documents. In other words, basically claiming that everything within any communication within that government is top secret. Either of you have a problem with that?
Well, I'm sure you do, Jasmine.
I have a huge problem with that. I mean, any email. This could be, what do you want for lunch later this afternoon? I think it's absolutely absurd, especially. And what I've read is that this governor was campaigning on a media transparency platform.
We got that from President Obama, too, who was going to be so transparent. And he's actually been very, very secretive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, from what you read, AP's put out several stories about how his administration has been among the more restrictive. But getting back to your point, you're right. I mean, you could do anything and say it's executive privilege. And I don't know. This just is way overreach of what I think should be allowed under the law.
And for someone who is governor, they should know the laws better than that. That mm-hmm. doesn't stop journalists from getting a hold of any of these communications. It might make it a little more difficult, but someone who really wants to get down to the truth will get those documents.
It would be an unnecessary waste of time in court eventually, I think.
Oh, I would think you're right. Yeah, this goes in front of a judge. They're going to throw this out. I mean, with just that kind of a blanket executive privilege blanket statement put over everything that's put out. And like you said, it could be the most frivolous, trivial thing. You know, you have to be a little more discriminating about what is truly. And, you know, and the law generally says unless it's related to national security mm-hmm. at a federal level or usually a state and local level, it has to do with personnel matters are, you know, closed and appropriate or disciplined. So I don't know how you can even remotely get away with this legally.
Yeah, and I'm personally insulted as, you know, as a reporter. And if I were someone that were, you know, living there in Maryland, I would really have to look at the governor much more closely.
Right. And I did read, too, that he had run on this whole platform of transparency, that he was going to be different from, you know, past governors. And obviously, this is even more draconian than anything that any past governor, at least that I'm aware of, has done in Maryland. So this is kind of absurd.
It would sort of encourage me to take a closer look and start fighting this. I'd be interested mm-hmm. in what are you trying to hide?
Exactly. So, and I'm also wondering, is this just going to kind of follow up on that? Is this going to start an avalanche of FOIA requests and, you know, just to contest the you know, what he's trying to do?
Yeah.
I would. If I were with the Baltimore Sun or some media organization, it's fine. You want to play it that way? Let's file these things, and then I'll take you to court when you say no each time and just ask for the most mundane thing you could conceivably ask for just to kind of overwhelm them with FOIA requests.
Right. You want an open government. You want a government that's accountable to its people. And whenever you're stamping a top secret on every single memo that you have or email that you have, it's a huge problem.
We've talked about this general issue in the past. Do you feel governments are becoming more combative with the media?
I do. I see it. I mean, you see it in campaigns where the candidates are so protected, and the recent governor's race here, you had one the winning governor candidate who barely spoke to the media at all, unless it was in a very controlled environment, and he made statements and he never took questions. And he's continuing to try to govern that way. So, yeah, I do. And now maybe and of course, we saw the situation in Indiana where they wanted to create their own, for a mm-hmm. short time, state news bureau mm-hmm. to reach out directly to the public. Even Obama has tried to do that I mean, it's not just a Republican issue. You've got the president on the other side where he's taking things to Twitter, using social media to speak directly because
yeah.
it's like he's not going to let the media be a conduit.
Well, or in the case of the White House and the Obama administration, banning photographers mm-hmm. and only releasing photos from an official White House photographer.
Right, that's very control.
That's controlling of the message. But Jasmine, do you feel like government leaders are just becoming more combative with reporters?
I feel like they are limiting their access to reporters. And we were reading another article from the Columbia Journalism Review, and there was a State House reporter there in Missouri. His name was Phil Brooks, and he was a correspondent for KMOX Radio in St. Louis, and he is also a journalism professor. But he was discussing how, decades ago, he was able to get access to their governor in Missouri very easily. He would call him up, and he would talk to him. It was not difficult at all. And nowadays, journalists do not have that same kind of access. They're not able to get that person on the phone. They're not able to get them to email them back. They're always having some kind of liaison who's answering questions for them.
And I see that all over. I think it has. I mean, I worked in Nevada for many years. And, in a small state like that, you were kind of on a first-name basis with the governor. You knew who he was. He kind of knew when I was in the media, he knew who you were. And I even see it there where it's, the current governor is actually still not that controlling. But the access has certainly much less than it used to be. And you see it on every level. Now, I think part of that may be, maybe the growth of gotcha journalism has made politicians afraid of this kind of thing.
Exactly. I mean, can we entirely blame politicians for doing this?
Not necessarily.
And if I was in a political position, I'd probably want to control the message. And I think the days when, John F. Kennedy could go hang out in the press bus and have a beer and nobody would report that, are gone, and for whatever reason. Maybe it's good. He also carried on affairs. I think that we are in a different time. And I think there is much more of an adversarial relationship than there used to be. I mean, think of how close Ben Bradley was to, the icon of journalism, to John F. Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
You would never have that kind of close relationship where they socialize together all the time today.
Yeah, and I would think that politicians and governors, whether it's legislature, maybe they're afraid that their message will be distorted in some way. And that has happened on occasion. Maybe an editing error can make something seem so different than maybe the context it was supposed to be in. So, reporters do have a responsibility to get things right. And,
sure.
It does happen.
There is a herd mentality that strikes sometimes. I kind of wonder if the governor of Oregon, who had to resign recently, if there wasn't a bit of that I'm not defending, but no investigation had actually been concluded. No wrongdoing had been found, and yet he went ahead and resigned because he realized that he was unable to govern after really being overwhelmingly reelected just a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.